Blog Talk Radio.
My music, man. What's going on? This is Hills the Best. I'm your host on Hills the Legend Show, and I have a special guest on the show with me. Are you there with me?
I'm here. Hello, world.
Who? Hello, world. That is, if you don't know, that is one of the most hated guys in Upper Echelon, CJM1982. How you doing today, brother?
I'm doing all right, man. It's a beautiful day. Off day, no work.
Feeling good?
Just want to give a special shout-out to all the veterans.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
My grandfather, World War II veteran.
Okay. Wow. I didn't know that he
did. Little side note. He was in the Philippines when they dropped the bomb in World War II.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, wow. He got a story. He always got a story for you, yeah.
Is he still living?
Yeah, he's still alive.
Okay.
Old school cat. They call him Bounce. And that's real talk.
I believe it. I'm about to tell him that his
but
grandson.
But moving right along.
It's off his tissue.
Oh, go ahead.
Paper. I said, but his grandson's off his tissue paper, so we are going to move right along. Now, we are in the divisional round of Upper Echelon, and we have seen, we didn't see last night game. All four wild card games got played in a very timely manner. I want to give credit to all 8 teams. My math is right, and I know it is. Thank y'all, all 8 users, sacrificing time. It is sacrificing time every time you play the game, especially in the quick turnaround as it is in the postseason. So we want to thank you for that. Last night, I think the Patriots and Browns played. That wasn't such a good contest or a close game. But the 3 games that we've seen in back-to-back-to-back, it was a triple header, if you must. DJ, and we've seen some wonderful Madden football these past few hours.
Oh, yeah, we had an overtime game in Seattle, which some questionable calls, but overall just a really good game. Really good game. Everybody played within the rules, and they played smart football at the end by Wade. But
oh yeah,
it was a good game.
Oh yeah,
I didn't have the pleasure of watching the Eagles 49ers game. If you want to kind of jump on that one,
yeah, I definitely will jump on that Eagles 49ers game. The score, it was a classic back and forth fourth quarter. But Lace, if you look at the stats, and I'm kind of a Woody Page guy. If you don't know who Woody Page is, shame on you. I'm a stat guy. And that statistically wise, the 49ers did what they wanted. They dominated. They had way more. They had more first downs, more passing yards, more big plays, impact plays, as I like to call them. But the Philadelphia Eagles, to Mr. Smooth, a guy that's been to an NFC title game just last season, he found grit. He turned the ball over, made it into a very, very intriguing game. Fought to the end. Fought a very good fight. But the 49ers and Coach Lace, who said he would make a run this season, has lived up to everything he said he was going to do. Not with the personnel that he likes, but he is still winning football games, and that was a very close game. 41-34 as Smooth tied the football game up, and 2 plays later, 49ers struck out like a 65-35-yard touchdown. Had to go ahead and score with about 28 seconds left in that ball game. And a matchup of the Dolphins and Ravens, I think we both got a chance to watch both of those games, that game. Prez, he's moved on to bigger and better things, greener pastures, as a lot of people would call it, and he has his own baby, his own league, and I want to commend him on this show for that. And Prince probably had the most gutsy performance out of all of the playoff teams today. Say what you want to say about Prez. A lot of people don't like him. We've had our differences with him in the committee or whatever the situation may be. But to lose your top two receivers, I don't care how good you is. I don't care what your role is towards Prez. You're losing your top two receivers that is a deep threat every single time. You're going to struggle. I don't care who you are. That's me included, KT, DJM, everyone that plays the game. You lose your top two targets. Your whole offense basically changed. And he had to start it over in 2 weeks. And to beat a good gold team on the road without Spencer or Pruitt is impressive. And I just want to go out on a limb and say, if Mr. Patrick don't win UE MVP, shame on everyone that's voting. Because he showed today why he is the most valuable player in this league. Without his best two targets, he went on the road and got the job done, DJM.
Well, I want to go back to the other game. Everybody was saying Smooth's job was on the line. Do you think making the playoffs saved his job? And the performance today. Coupled with the performance today, did that save his job?
It has to. And the only reason why I say that is the Philadelphia Eagles has been trending up. They won the division back-to-back years. There was one game away. It was a quarter away from getting to the Super Bowl last season. They dethroned the 16-0 Carolina Panthers last season. They had a remarkable run. He's made some questionable decisions, losing Allen Robinson, but he did bring in Tevin Coleman, and signed Tanner Woods to a gigantic contract. He's done enough. If you look at that Philadelphia Eagles roster, he lost Fletcher Cox as well in the offseason. So he's made some bad decisions, but he's also made some good things, and he's working with not really much, in my opinion, in Philadelphia. I think he has one more season. Just to be honest, he's earned himself another season for a championship run last year, championship title run last year, getting the team to the postseason. A gutsy performance today, but honestly, they really got outplayed. The score was just, the defense did their thing, and the 49ers kind of played sloppy. They really got outplayed, and the score doesn't indicate that. So, full job is on the line. So, I think he got one more season to answer your question.
Okay, because they have a rabid fan base up there in Philly. So, I would say one more season, too. He needs to win the division and get out of the first round or maybe get a bye. That's the only way he keeps his job next year. But with the Prez and Ravens game, that was probably the best of the day, the most intense of the day, because it came down to, I think it was 6 seconds left. It was 6 seconds left. He threw a touchdown pass to the tight end, Scott. And what I didn't understand was why the Ravens kept those timeouts in his pocket. So you lose the game, you got 3 timeouts left. I didn't understand that, but hindsight is 20/20. But overall, I got to agree with you with Patrick and the MVP. It's you lose those two guys, and everybody knows who Spencer is. He's the greatest player ever to win the Super Bowl. So, yeah, he's a really good player. And Pruitt is the other guy that can stretch the field. He's like 6'4", young guy. So to lose those guys and still win that game, but it's a testament to how good Patrick is. But the next game will really show where they stand. Really will. I think he's going to Tennessee, isn't he?
He has booked his flight to Tennessee. We have accommodated him with the very finest hotel that money can buy. And we're making sure his stay is going to be as comfortable as it can be. Because when he steps on the football field, it's going to be the most pain he's felt in years. So I agree that Patrick has done his numbers, 353 yards. He ran for 37. And it wasn't that he ran for 37. A lot of times you can see, 37 yards is not much. And that's what you would say. But his 37 yards were timely yards. Scrambled when he needed to. Got out the pocket when he needed to. Threw the football away when he needed to. He took a sack on 4th and 9 on 3rd and 2. I thought that might have done it for him. And then he comes back and rifles in a pass. Only good thing about him, he does get the young kid back through it this week. So he will be back having one of his targets back. And I think Prez, just to be not humble or modest about the situation, I think Prez is maybe more dangerous than he's ever been. Losing Spencer is going to still be almost too much for him to overcome. But him learning to play without those guys. Play week 17 without no win. And then he had to go on the road and Baltimore against Gold, which we know he's a defensive guy that brings a lot of pressure, different split packages, different disguises. And for him to play like he did and manage that game like he done, it just lets you know Prez has evolved and his playbook has changed. And that smells trouble for the rest of the AFC.
Yeah, I mean, we seem to forget that he has Demaryius Thomas, Golden Tate, and I think it's Torrey Smith out there. So these guys may be a little long in the tooth and maybe a step slower, but they still know how to get open. Still good guys, still good receivers. And that tight end is Scott from – he's from USC. He's from Greenwood High, I think.
I think Gaffney. No,
he's a hell of a tight end.
He's from Gaffney, probably. He's a wonderful tight end. Probably behind – he's in the top three of tight ends in the league. KJ Scott just put up huge numbers. That was the pass. Out with the pass, in with the new. Out with old, in with the new, whatever you want to call it. We in a divisional round of upper echelon, the teams that had bye last week. Tennessee Titans, myself, KC, Carolina Panthers, 16-0. The Kansas City Chiefs with Mr. That Dude and Mr. Squiddy or Squishy or whatever they want to call him out in Minnesota. We have Dolphins at Tennessee, New Orleans at Carolina, Patriots at Chiefs, 49ers at Vikings. What do we expect in these games? We're going to first dissect the Saints and Panthers game. They played, obviously, twice this season, divisional game. Saints and Carolina actually played better than they played in New Orleans. The first game in Carolina, they kind of let KT off the hook. Ain't no kind of, they really did. They let him off the hook. He won maybe like 5 to 6 seconds left in the game, threw a touchdown pass to ODB, broke his spirit. And then the second time, I guess that yapper that Lowe was running, he wrote a check that is behind cash, and KT gave him that work. What do you expect in this third matchup? Because it's hard to beat a team three times in a season. I don't care how good you are. What do you expect in this matchup?
That's a tough one. And it depends on which way it comes out. If is it Freeman, running back?
If he comes out and pounds
the ball, and you got to control the clock with KT because you can't get into a shootout with him, or more than likely you're going to lose. I saw him down 35 and come back and win, so that's not what you want to do. If you can run the ball, manage your passes, make timely passes, and make good reads, you have a chance. And just try to slow his offense down, because we'll go back to the offseason when you got guys trading him ODB when he already has Sutton and Alshon Jeffrey and Gronkowski and Kelsey and Le'Veon Bell. So, end of the day, he still has a high-powered offense that you have to keep off the field. That's the biggest thing. Because you're going to slow him down. You're not going to stop him. You just try to slow him down.
Right.
Wade has to use his skills on defense to slow him down.
Mm-hmm.
But he has to just forget those other two games.
He has to. And that's all I'm about to say. He has to forget about those performances that he had against KT. Pearson is a monster running back. He's arguably one of the best. He's one of the best. He's not arguably. He's one of the best in the league. He's going to have to put on his lunch pail, carry his lunch pail as everybody, his hard hat. He's going to have to play. He's going to have to be the anchor for this victory. If to finish this sentence, if the New Orleans Saints win this game, it's because Pearson had a monster game. He has to control, like you said, the clock, the tempo has to be controlled. And that first game that he should have won against KT, Pearson had 10 carries, only 10 carries. That play right into KT's hand. He has to feed him the ball. He beat Trapp last week, came back and won that game. Pearson had 28 carries. He's going to have something like that again to slow the game down, cut down possessions. You know, in basketball and college basketball, a lot of teams, if they know they're not as talented as other teams, they hold the ball, drain the clock, shoot with 5 seconds, 7 seconds, and try to shorten the game. And that's what he's going to have to do, because if he gets into a 40, 50, 60 point, it's going to get ugly in Charlotte. There's no way you beat KT in the postseason. After he lost his first playoff game last season, after he went 16-0, vowed to get back to the Super Bowl, it's going to be hard to beat him in a shootout, so you're going to have to take him out of his comfort zone. But I like KT in this game. He has too many weapons. It's just too many weapons. I think it's going to be close throughout the game, but I think KC will score to make it late look a little worse than what it is. 44-21 Panthers at home in the divisional round.
I'm taking the Saints. He's prime for an upset right now. But,
wow,
like you said, the talk. KT's not going to come in half-stepping. He's not going to come in and think he's going to win. There's been a lot of talk between these guys the last three or four seasons.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm still taking the Saints in the upset. 37.
Big upset in the postseason. Patriots and Chiefs, this is a very intriguing matchup to me. I think this is honestly the most intriguing matchup. Honestly, you know, I'm an AFC guy, so I love the AFC matchup. If I win, that's potentially who I play. But it's a matchup of the Chiefs who really didn't have to play a lot of games this season. Not his fault. His activity was there. Others guys wouldn't. They're in a bye position, had to play in a home game. Probably going to be snowing in Arrowhead. Austin has to go on the road, play a game. Austin is playing really good. Reedy, that's his linebacker name, I think, middle linebacker. He's an MVP candidate. That's how wonderful he's been playing these last few seasons. It's just an intriguing matchup. Who you got in that game, DJ? And because the winner gets to their second AFC title game. These teams have been it's real close in my opinion.
I'm gonna take the Patriots in this one, just because I know Austin's hungry. He's been to the Super Bowl, and I know that left a sour taste in his mouth. And he has that fire right now because he wants to be on top of the hill with the guys who've been to the Super Bowl and won Super Bowls, not just say I got there. So
yeah.
I'm gonna give him the win 27-20. It's going to be a lower scoring game. Like you said, it'll probably be snowing in our head. Yeah, 27-20 offs. Who you got in that one?
I'm torn between this two because it's so evenly matched up. I don't think there's going to be no one up more than a touchdown in this game, one possession. I don't think it would get that far because of the weather, but also the intriguing style of play. I don't think we've seen them play in a while. That's what makes this so intriguing. I want to lean to the home team because when teams get by, they usually and when they're playing at home means something. Even though the Eagles and Seahawks and Baltimore, three of the four teams lost the wild card games at home, I think I'm gonna go with the Chiefs 28 in a very close game. He wins a touchdown winning drive at the end. But I agree with you what you said about Austin. Austin is hungry. He is very prime. He's prime. He knows what it takes. He wants to be in that top five, top three guys in this league. He wants to get in that. And the only way you can get in that is to win a UE championship. So it will be a great game. I expect a very good game. 49ers, Vikings, NFC. This is more of your neck of the woods. I'm going to pitch this team first. I'm going to pick it first. I like the Vikings. 35-25 in this game. Lace. Just don't have enough weapons on the outside. But I think the 49ers can't upset them, though. I think they do have the team. But I like the Vikings at home outside. Probably going to be snowing there, too. 49ers don't play good in the cold. 35-25 Vikings.
I think you'd be nice to the 49ers. I think it won't be close. Vikings 42-17. He'll run all over them.
Thanks,
not. There's not much to talk about to me. Yeah. I think if I can walk away, NFC Championship game, here he comes. Easy work.
Okay, wow. So we got your NFC Championship game is the 305, Battle of the 305, Saints and Vikings. My AFC Championship game is obviously, NFC Championship game is Panthers, Vikings at Panthers. Your AFC is Patriots. You didn't pick Dolphins Titans, so you got in that game, Dolphins Titans.
I think this game will be close, like their previous games have been. But I think with Spencer out, it just takes away an element that the Dolphins had in their past matchups they'll be missing. So I'm going to go with the Titans in that one. 35-26. Yeah, 35-26.
That's it, close. Yeah, that's. I think I anticipated being close because Craig brought a new element now that I have to go to the drawing board our defensive meetings will be different because now Jones and Miller is a big part of the offense to make up for Spencer. It will be a close game. I don't see a blowout in that either. But we have you have Patriots at Titans in the AFC Championship game. I have Chiefs at Titans championship game. That was a championship game a couple seasons ago. AFC title game, who you got? Patriots at Titans, two of the committee members. I just want to put that out there for the people.
Pick against the Titans. They've been there, like, I think every year except for one, they've owned the AFC. So I'm going to go with the Titans on that one. I'm not going to give a score because they're just going to win.
I like that. I respect that. Saints and Vikings, 305. This is more of your neck of the woods. AFC, you really don't know much about. But the NFC, these are your two teams. Saints and Vikings, 305, best friends. All of them won't be able to pick. They have to pick a side now. It won't be all 305 versus each other. The world, now that he's split. Who you got in that game? Saints and Vikings.
That's a tough one. I would want to go with the Vikings representing the NFC North, but he's known for flopping in big games. So give me the Saints.
Wow.
But he can get rid of
his
moniker one and done because he'll be in one a game. Today he loses the moniker.
I like
when
that.
I
got Viking. Well, you know, I'm going to definitely put myself in against the Chiefs. I think it'll be a close game battle, the 8-6-4. I think that'll be a close contest. Casey Bell is a tough quarterback. He's underrated in upper echelon. He doesn't get his due for what he does out there in Arrowhead. They're going to be difficult to play in Tennessee. Just I think it'll be too much for him to come in Tennessee and get a win. And the NFC side, Vikings at Panthers, I disagree with you. I think the Vikings will get to the Super Bowl this year. I like the Vikings. Only way I see them getting back to winning this game, the only reason why I really am against KC. KC is on the mission. I think KC is more hungry with it. I think KC wants me in the Super Bowl more than he wants anyone else. So I think KT he's circling things up. KT is a guy that he plays around, but he's a killer. He's a solid killer out there. And I mean that in the ultimate respect, nothing, you know, malicious or anything. He wants it. He has that dog in him. So it's really kind of hard to pick against him. Only reason why I'm going to pick the Vikings is he has the potential. If he goes back to what he knows, running a football, including that with what he got now is that passing game, he can beat KC playing like that. And his defensive line is the very best in the upper echelon, so he don't have to blitz as much. And he can get more people in coverage to play the Panthers. But the only scary thing about the Vikings is he has trended to more of a favorable matchup for KC, because if he gets into wanting to throw that pigskin around, it will get real ugly in Charlotte. I don't care how good your defensive line is. You said before, if you think he's going to beat KC in the shootout, you might as well go ahead and hang it up. Because we've seen this guy, for the people, we got like 6 minutes. People that might not realize he was down 52-14 in the third quarter last week, and he won 60-59. You don't want to
get those
kinds
of games. Can you repeat
that one more time? He was down 52-14 when I stopped watching the game. I left the stadium. It was embarrassing. Fell asleep on my bus. Like John Madden, I don't fly. I ride on buses. I fell asleep on my bus, and I got a call from one of my friends that was at the game and telling me, did you really leave this game? I said, yeah. And I turn around and look, it's 60-59, the final score. He was down 52-14 in the third quarter, not in the first, not in the second. He got 35 in the first quarter, 52 at halftime. He was down 52-14 in that third quarter. We don't play that many minutes. Put up 60 in less than a quarter and a half. You don't want to get no shootout. That's the only thing I'm scared of with the Vikings. If you want to get into that, throwing that football with KT, it's going to get ugly. And I mean, there's no other way to put it. KT is chalk. He really is the favorite to win it all this season. If you look at his roster top to bottom offensively, he's indestructible. He can do it all. Cam Newton is back. He's got Le'Veon Bell. I think he might be out, though. I don't know if Bell will come back for the postseason, but he got Smith enough. He got so many weapons, it's ridiculous. Really, I could easily pick KT, but I don't want to be chalk. I think KT can get there, but I don't want to be chalk. I like Vikings. I'm going to go out on a limb. 38-35 beats KT at the end on a game winning field goal, but KT is too much, man. That's just simple as playing DJ.
I agree. I just, like you said, I didn't want to take the easy pick. That was the easy way out. Because
yeah,
I could have brought him to the Super Bowl, but I wanted to rattle things up just a little bit. So, Super
just
Bowl game. You got Vikings and Titans. And I got Saints and Titans.
Yeah.
Saints and Titans. That's an interesting matchup. They don't play each other.
Very.
So it's like playing somebody brand new. But I don't think the Saints call enough plays. They have enough variety in their playbook to beat the Titans. Because if you run a halfback force 8 times a game, you're not going to win. You run a corner route to the tight end hill 8 times a game, you're not going to win. So I'll take the Titans in that one.
Vikings-Titans, I think it'll be an intriguing game. Trio bends will be a problem, him and McBride. They have a lot of weapons on the outside, but my strength is a lot of people strength in this lead as well, my pass defense. So I think that will slow down the Vikings. And my run defense is I don't even think we give up 1,000 yards all season. So I know you're not running. The run is not going to really materialize into much. So I think that will make him one-dimensional. When you get one-dimensional, and to playing good guys, good players, it's hard to overcome that. Now we gave y'all the whole postseason rundown. We've got quickly 2 minutes left. The all-season schedule is all pending on what happens throughout the week. But just to be safe, we are in a perfect situation playing the playoffs in a weekday because they give us an opportunity to have our draft and postseason on the weekend and maybe spread it out just a tad bit, maybe Friday through Sunday. We might could do it that way. Just depends on how fast these games get played. Hypothetically speaking, if it does last all the way to Wednesday or Thursday, we definitely will have the draft and spreadness all weekend. It will play out perfectly. If it goes any sooner, we still have it on the weekend. I think the weekend will be the off-season schedule for upper echelon this season. DJ, anything you want to comment about that?
No, I just want to say everybody, thanks for playing, having a good season, another good season up echelon. Get your guys scouted. Get your trades in. Trades can start after Super Bowl, right?
Yeah, right after Super Bowl.
Okay. Well, go ahead and set them up. So get your negotiations in. Packers are on the block. Anybody can go.
Wow.
That's
wow.
It. That's all I got.
Well, I do want to say this also. We will be addressing in off season a lot of things. We will have shows hopefully between now and then. But get your players in the trade room. Let's get the trade room active. The guys that hadn't made the postseason, get your players in the trade room. You're not flood the trade room, please. Flood the trade room with players so we can know who's out there. What's your asking price for them so guys can kind of get a head start in negotiations with that. Let's get this offseason going for guys that's not in it. Get these players moved. And the Bills wanted me to plug this in. His number one overall pick is still on the block. He's looking for a wonderful package deal. And he said he do like a pint of gin. No, a hen, excuse me, of hen. So if anything like that can possibly happen, we can get that done. Well, it's 45 seconds left. We're going to go ahead and close out. DJ, and we appreciate you calling on this playoff edition of Hills the Legend. I'm Hills the Best. That's DJ M. Go ahead, bro. Go ahead, brother.
Well, my check bounced last time. If this check bounces again, I would never do your show again. Do you understand? I know this should be off air, but I'm putting it out here right now.
On that note, y'all have a wonderful Memorial Day weekend. Grill out. Don't drink too much. We're out.
Now.
Tyrone said he's taking the number one pick. He get a receiver.
He need one.
Yeah. But I told him to try to shop around that pick, though, and try to get you a receiver still, though.
But don't let your receiver in the first. Get your receiver in a top 15 pick.
I told him.
That ain't, I mean, a good receiver, obviously.
Oh, yeah. But guys will give them, guys will give up something for that number one pick, though. Just got to be willing to give up.
Sammy Watkins.
Yo. To give him a play he's already had. I got the rest in this old lead. I got $120, $120 million in cap space. Dude, I got 36 players, and I'm not signing none of them back. They all were 30, all were 30, 31 years old. Ridiculous in this league. I got Clay Matthews, Darrell Revis, Brian Cushing, Sean Smith. I got all the old. If I had
wow.
5, 6 years ago, yeah, they just all dumped on one squad. But Orlando Scandrick, Tremond Johnson, Terrence Brooks. I mean, I got everybody stuck on this team, man. I'm not resigning, not a player.
And you're going to suck next year.
Exactly. I got the number 2 overall.
They still got the same players over there.
Yeah. But they started after they started with the new XP Slider. So, you know, they started maybe a couple seasons afterwards. And they got like 3 or 4 running backs like 95, 96 speed. They cheese over here. They run the same plays over and over. Over and over and over. Only thing good about their league is they don't let you call the same formation and the same concept next play. So they might run 12 plays, but they mix them up and stuff in different formations. Duke Johnson got 99 speed, 93 acceleration.
Wow.
Hey, them XP, man, if we just had the regular ones like we got in the league, dude, we'd be building players fast. Because I got my quarterback in 3 weeks. I got him 87, 88, and 77 accuracy. That's just off of game prep. I'm not playing no game. I played one game. That's it. So you can build them up, man. They be getting 2,000, 3,000. Yeah, it is ridiculous. Fools don't want to approve my trade, and I'm getting upset now. Ha ha, Clinton Dix. He's 28 from the Ravens. His first and a third for my second overall and a fourth. I said, that's a good deal. He's 96 overall. He's only 28. They talk about Dix.
Oh, yeah.
I'm like, seriously? I'm like, seriously? I want him. I'm the one getting a pick. Yeah, they talk about he's too old. That's what the commissioner just texted me. He said, the Ravens got to add a younger stud. I said, a younger stud? What y'all want to do to give up? He's getting really a 96, 97 overall player. His first round and a third for a number 2 overall pick and a fourth. He's paying the right amount of price. Maybe a little bit over.
Yeah.
Maybe a little bit over. I'm like, come on. So they slam me over there because they know how good I am. They were happy. I'm like, I'm looking bad. Clown. I'll let him. He burnt me in. Then an MVP. Because I thought I was going to be MVP for life.
They got in the opening.
So NBC?
NBC.
NBC.
I hate NBC. I'm trying to lead. This is the league.
Not it. Huh?
What's the name of that league you in?
Legit.
Oh, legit. They got it open.
The NFC brutal, though, man. There's, like, if you – one player was 12-4 and didn't make the playoff. NFC is stupid stat. AFC, not so much. And the AFC champ, by the way, got humiliated in Super Bowl. It was, like, 38-7 at halftime.
You didn't ask my question. Where the open is at?
I can find out for you.
I want an AFC team.
I know. Exactly. I'm telling you, there's been AFC teams available. I didn't want to come to the NFL.
Maybe I'll jump in.
That ain't no Vance on.
Yeah.
So it'd be perfect on it.
They 48 hour league? Brandon.
Yeah, 48 hour league. But they advance at 10 p.m., 11 p.m. Eastern time. Because they all central guys.
That's
right. Yeah. By the way, Willie Brandon, that rookie cornerback, 84 overall with Compton. 91, man, 90 zone. And I'm gonna trade.
My man, 99 overall with confidence.
He's been elite forever.
Clark.
He should be great. He's been elite forever.
And he got the accolades with it, too, so. He's a monster.
I like Willie Brandt. He says he's 92 overall, and he's from Georgia. That speaks volumes about him.
Why don't we make a trade? I need Willie Brandt.
Tyrone said he got some money for it. James Winston. Take some gloves off and follow.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure Rodgers is going to retire. And I'm trading Winston.
Thought all way over.
Smart. Just blow it up. I'm trading my running back. When I get a 91 speed, he's getting traded.
I mean, how much more
he's
you
only
need
like
from him?
About 500 XP. Yeah, 91 speed.
Ain't bad.
Nah.
Did he get his goals?
I don't know.
Did he get his season goals?
500 XP. He should have. And he had over 1,200
right
yards rushing. And he'll be the fastest natural back on the game.
Yeah, he will. Something that a lot of people don't understand about. He's a natural back.
Yeah.
And Priya might play later on in the city going to a barbecue. So I got to get myself together mentally.
Priya's going to give you that work. I talk good
he
on
might,
the show
man,
about you, but I can't stand the Titans.
Of course you can. Everybody hates the Titans. That's why we call it tight. You know that? Come on, man. And by the way, Barkley's hating us. I'm in Buffalo. I'm going to have that number one overall pick. Hopefully, it'll find me a commander. Hello, somebody. You should trade on door, though, man. See if he bite on door.
No. I can't get rid of door, man. Just get another receiver.
Yeah, that's true.
Because Young is 29 and Watkins 29, 33. I'm old.
You are.
I'll make sure we advance every 48 hours so we don't have a one season left. Because we're old and we're done. I don't have two seasons left in them. My team don't have two seasons left in them. They're falling apart.
Oh, no. We shutting down anyway. We shutting down at the next season.
First of all, not if we got time for another one.
We probably won't, though. These guys been pussy putting around, man.
Yeah.
Playoffs got played smooth, though. But that's how playoffs used to go, because you got active guys. That's why they in post or something.
Yeah.
It depends. Often they're playing at 4:35 o'clock. That's it.
So, what about Kate?
Where you going?
Saint said he had to go. He couldn't play here right now.
Yeah.
The way it looks, they'll all be played today.
Wade
he's probably
going to
play till tomorrow.
Yeah,
okay.
I don't think he'll play till tomorrow. Who else left? 49ers. Well, 49ers already reached out. So, your boy.
Yeah, but he can't.
He's going to get cheated.
He said he can't play after 7. So, if Squiddy got something to do, I don't know.
But
he can't play after 7 because he had to go to work.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm thinking that Squiddy's still in school. Being down in Florida, I don't know what they
ain't got school.
You know,
old boy told me he could play anytime yesterday. Brown said he could play anytime yesterday. He didn't have school today.
Yeah, but that's Memorial Day. They might still be in school.
No, Brown said he didn't have school today.
That's what I'm saying, but tomorrow, though, I'm saying just in case they can't play tonight.
Oh, I got you.
Netflix. Yeah, so what's the name? So we'll find out. We'll see what's going on. I'm forgetting this chat and get some of these players moved.
All right.
All right, man. I'll holler at you.
Yes. All right.